You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com. This episode of the Igniting Souls Show is part of our Ignited Entrepreneur series, where we get to talk with business professionals around the world who are on fire in their entrepreneurial journey. I'm your host, Mike Dominey, and joining me today is Ken Van Leeuwen of Van Leeuwen & Company. Ken, I'm so glad that you've spent some time here to have this conversation with me. I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. Thanks for the opportunity. I do appreciate it.
Oh, Ken, I'm looking forward to this. Can you talk a little bit about your company? And we'll get into the nitty gritty about your entrepreneurial journey as we go. But can you introduce what you do?
Well, we are financial advisors here at Van Leeuwen & Company. Van Leeuwen & Company was started in June of 1997. So we've been doing this for a while now. We just celebrated our 24th anniversary.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah. And we're pleased to be doing it. So it's a lot of fun. It's rewarding personally, as well as professionally. So that's why I love to do it. And no 2 days, Mike, or alike. So it's great. And I get to work with a lot of great people, a lot of great families, and I get to learn. So it's a hell of a ride, put it that way.
I love it. I love the attitude of still learning. You know, you may be at the helm of this company for 24 years now, but you're still learning along the way. And I love that attitude that keeps things growing and thriving.
It's never boring, Mike. Never boring.
That's so good. So a financial advisor, and I was looking at your website beforehand, and I'll put the website actually in the notes for this episode so people can go by and take a look at what you do and what you offer.
Yeah.
But I was struck with your parallels to classic art. Can you talk about how did that start? Where did you get that idea and inspiration, and how did you really develop a brand around that whole concept of the classic art?
Well, what you're actually referring to is we have coined a process here at Van Leeuwen & Company and actually trademarked it, which is called the Rembrandt Society, right?
Oh, I love it.
Easy to know why we... You know, when I tell you, it's easy to know. You know, Van Leeuwen's a Dutch name. Rembrandt was, of course, probably the famous Dutch painter of all time. So it was kind of natural. But we wanted to identify to our prospective purchasers of our financial planning services different levels of what we'll call membership. So we could call it a society. We offer benefits like it's a membership organization. You're not a client of Van Leeuwen & Company. You're a member. So we wanted it to be a little bit more exclusive because we are financial advisors. But frankly, Mike, we don't work with everybody. We work with a certain type of individual. And that's what we wanted to create, that differentiation. Then within that Rembrandt Society, we have different levels of membership. Like you can be a gallery member, you can be a museum member, museum collection member, and then you can be a private collection member. So it was also to help us, my team, identify what type of individual they're going to work with. Like I, of course, only work with people day-to-day, I mean, the overall context of Van Leeuwen is the same, but that private membership. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to work with me, you had to be in the private collection, which, of course, was the most expensive, or let's call it the most value-creating membership, because you got my, you know, now arguably, you might say, almost 40-plus years of wisdom.
Yeah, wow. I love the flavor that adds to your process and your structure as a company, and it also gives you common language, right, as a company, and helps clarify within your company what you do, what you offer, but it also has this great flavor and a culture around it. that is really unique. And that's a lot of fun. It was fun to browse your website and look at all the images and the language that you're using.
Yeah,
that's a lot of fun.
Financial services, usually you never see that it gets down to really about what membership is, what people can do for potential clients or members of the firm. You know, it's all about themselves in many cases. And people we found through the years, Mike, they wanted to know it was about them. It's not about me, it's about them. So that's what the atmosphere that we wanted to create here as well. That it was about how can we benefit them, not that we're the smartest guy in the room.
That's huge. That's a majorly important perspective shift to adopt when you realize that this is not a business to set yourself up as an expert. You'll be viewed as it as such, but when you really view it as, can we make not a client in your case, but a member the hero of their story, then there's so much more buy-in and so much more cohesion in that. And I think that's so cool.
Yeah, because everybody, Mike, has a story, right? We all have stories. We all have our dreams, right? So part of, and that's another part of what you saw on our website. And what we help clients do is, again, it's a lot of painting or art acronyms. Paint your life vision. You're sitting here, what do you want to be happy about? Your life to obtain, you know, and everybody from a financial aspect, that's different, right? You know, the simple ones, of course, are in the U.S., of course, it's sending your kids to college, quote unquote, preparing for that second chapter in your life, or the old world is called retirement. Or do you want to accumulate things? Do you want to have a house at the beach? Do you want to have a house in the mountains? Do you want to have gobs of money? I mean, everybody's goals are different, you know, and our purpose is not to show them that it's not a cookie cutter approach. It's unique and it's individual to them. And no two people are ever exactly alike. And that's really,
that's great. So you put the brush in their hands and help them, encourage them to paint the life that they envision for themselves.
Correct.
That's awesome.
If we could show, it's like their life right now is a blank canvas. Their goal is to say, what do I want this life to look like? Do I want to be, you know, an old acronym, right, would be, do I want to be sitting on the front porch of my home overlooking the lake with a yard full of grandchildren playing, you know, and nice cars in the driveway, right? I mean, some people, that's their goal, right? I mean, to get really down to it, it's just helping people meet their goals. And other people, it's like, no, I want to be really great to charity. You know, I want to be good to the organizations that have helped me in my lifetime, you know, whichever they may be. And everybody,
highly personal.
Yeah, highly personal.
Well, how about you, Ken? What does the portrait of your life look like up to this point? You're an entrepreneur. You started this company 24 years ago. You've been doing this for even longer. And so when did you first consider yourself an entrepreneur? Is this something that you had always wanted to do? How did you end up where you are?
Well, that's a really great story. Because, you know, at the time when I graduated from college with a bachelor's degree in accounting, right, I got to work with arguably one of the most prestigious financial institutions in the U.S., maybe even considered the world, which was Morgan Guaranty, which was J.P. Morgan's private bank. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that at that time was considered a really, wow, that's a great opportunity.
Yeah.
But then what happened, Mike, is that, you know, it was great at the time. I come from a Dutch background, a very blue collar, middle class background, where my parents were like, You know, we want you to succeed. So we want you to get a job and we want you to get a paycheck. So this is why what they put their heart and soul into. But then when I was at Morgan and I was doing well in my career, you know, they'd say to you, you know, you get reviewed every year, which I thought was kind of crazy in itself. Like, they tell you once a year how you were doing. And then they'd say, okay, Ken, you did a great job. Inflation's running at 5%, 3%. So we're going to give you a 5% raise. And you were like, you were expected to go, woo! That's great, you know? And then Ken, because they used to give us free lunch in those days, which was interesting, right? Mm. Free lunch. And you get free lunch still, you know? So it was kind of like, this doesn't jive here.
All right.
I'm doing well and I got a 5% raise. So it just didn't cut, put it that way. So that's what I knew, there had to be a better way. So then actually in 1987, a colleague of mine and I decided, you know, we're reading a lot about this financial planning topic, and it seems like a lot of individuals are starting their own business sense. And he actually, which was an interesting story, he actually owned, prior to working at Morgan, which was fascinating, a chain of Häagen-Dazs stores. So he was already an entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah.
Häagen-Dazs the ice cream. And I think he was like, you know, he thought he needed more stability. And then he realized, nah, this isn't great. So we both went to, in partners and with another gentleman, to form a financial planning organization in 87. So I've been an entrepreneur since 1987. So what is that, 34 years?
Yeah, yeah, excellent. Wow. That is an interesting story, just kind of realizing the place where it should seem like a big success and a pinnacle of your career just wasn't completely fulfilling for you. And that was enough impetus to branch out and try something new on your own.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, my wife, you know, she was like, which was good. You know, she was supportive, you know, because we basically... she knew that, you know, she liked the person I was going into business with and the other person I was going into business with. So that was really helpful.
That helps
a lot. But, you know, it was a challenge to be sure, because now you basically, there was no more salary. There was no more guarantees, you know, and it was an interesting time.
Was there a time where you felt like, oh boy, I made a mistake? Like, oh, I got to go back to the salary. I got to go back to finding something that seems more stable. Did you feel like that? Maybe it was early on, or maybe it was years down the road.
Actually, it was right around the time I started, right? Because here I was also in the mid to late 80s, Mike, making a six-figure salary, which was, for the late 80s, was pretty good.
Yeah.
And put it this way, in our first full years of business, I made $12,000 in 1988.
Yikes.
So needless to say, that was like, what did I do? You know? But no, I just like the feeling. I like the feeling of making my own decisions. I like the responsibility. I've always been somebody who enjoys responsibility. So I knew and I believed in myself that I could do something better, and most certainly did over time. Yeah, to be sure.
Thanks so much for sharing those numbers. It's very transparent, and I think very helpful for people listening here to realize, to go from a six-figure salary, doing quite well for yourself, and then branching out as an entrepreneur and taking in as a company $12,000 in a year, it would be enough for a lot of people to question their choices, to question if they can make it as an entrepreneur. It's like, oh, maybe I'm good at what I do, but maybe I'm not a business person. Maybe I'm not an entrepreneur. And so to hear the humble beginnings that that serve as an example of like, all right, look, it does make a difference. It is not exactly, you know, all glory right away, but the perseverance that you've shown and the growth that you've seen from that is really inspiring. So thanks for sharing those, those specific numbers to kind of get a glimpse of that. That's really interesting.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
What inspires you to keep going? What inspires you with new ideas? Do you have a, whether it's a hobby or maybe something within the work itself, what fills you up as you have to keep pouring out as an entrepreneur? What fills you up?
Well, put it this way. I think one of the things is that I love now, very much so, is I love the responsibility, but I can do it on my terms and I can focus on what makes me unique now because I have a team that can do other things to let me work on a term you've probably heard of called my or work in my unique ability.
Yes. We've had some other guests as yourself on the show talk about their unique abilities a little bit. That's always a fascinating way to go with the conversation. So yeah, please.
So, I mean, and I think that is really the key thing, right? It's like, I don't have to, you know, I don't necessarily have to be the one doing the reports or doing the analysis anymore. Not that I can't, but I can help people in the, like we were talking about before, which I am good at, I believe, in painting their life vision, helping them realize possibilities within people. And I find that very gratifying that when I can help people realize things possible in themselves from a financial aspect that they never saw possible, okay? That they never imagined that they could obtain, you know? And that is very gratifying, you know? And that's what turns me on, you know? It's like helping people get to their life vision, getting them to their goals.
That's good. And you've been able to find the freedom to do that more exclusively by surrounding yourself with other people who their unique abilities are to do some of the other work around that needs to be done that gratifies them, fills them up. They love to crunch the numbers. They love to make the phone calls. They love whatever it is that fills them up. And so better them do that than you, even though you're able to, and you might even like it, but it's not what you're particularly gifted in. It's interesting to see that when you finally strip away all the things that you have to do, the things that you don't like to do, and you're left with your, what really fills you up, then the work itself is fulfilling. The work itself is self fulfilling.
And Mike, it's not always necessarily to the positive, right? It's also to the fact that where you become so integrated into someone's life that you're one of the first calls they make when things aren't well, right? Like,
that's cool.
Like last week, we got a call from a longtime 25-year client that he had fourth stage pancreatic cancer. So that hit me in the gut. But, you know, personally for him, of course, and his family, and I work with his kids and grandkids, it's like, but then you step back and you say, wow, you know, that's wonderful that he thought enough of me to call me, that's what's important in his life.
Yeah, what an honor that is.
Yeah.
I've gone through this journey the whole time and to be able to be one of those first calls like that is, it's a really unique position you get to be in. And that really is testament to the family, the membership culture that you've created in your organization.
Yeah, we like to think so, but yeah. And it, you know, because he knew that I took his life goals financially on my back, on my shoulders. And now, unfortunately, when it was coming to this conclusion that I still did, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That was,
and you can take pride in that, knowing that you've served him well and served his family well and generations to come well. So that's really a fascinating story.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. I mean, it's not me personally, but it's a cool thing that he thought enough to think of us that.
Yeah, that's great.
Yep.
Well, Ken, we've got I got a few minutes here left that I'd like to chat with you about. We are Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, right? We love books. We love, you said that everyone has a story. You help people paint theirs. We help people write theirs. And so do you have a book? And if not, that's fine. Do you have an idea of what you would write on if you were to write a book?
I do not have a book, Mike. It's something that is on what I would want to do. Actually, it's to begin the process this year. So,
oh, great.
It's not unique, put it that way. And honestly, what it is helping people paint their life visions, right? Like, what's a life vision? A lot of people, they don't get it. Like, you know, what is that life vision that they want? What do they really want from financial? See, I want to take this whole financial world, Mike, and condense it again, in my mind. Too much financial world is about numbers and the people providing the advice. My belief is to turn the table around and focus on that individual, right? What do you want? Let us show you what's possible. Let us not show you what's not possible, right? But let us open that world to you. So that's what my book would be about. It would be a book about finances, but it also would be a book about positivity, self-help, being creative, looking at your life differently, and taking life as it comes, being prepared for the not so necessarily good things that are sometimes in people's lives. Right.
I love it. What a great holistic book. What a great overview of life, and not just the financial aspect, which is obviously your specialty, but to be able to take the whole picture as you do with your members. I think that's fantastic. I can even see the classical art right there on the cover. Man, what a great legacy piece for you and for your company. That would be awesome. I know people would look forward to that. Well, Ken,
that's
final word here.
I thought, what's that? Like,
oh, yeah. I love it. It's so good. If we were to sum up your advice for entrepreneurs who are maybe a step or more behind you, what would you say to them? If you could wrap it up in one word, that's like an essential trait for entrepreneurs to have, what would that one word be? Do you have one, if I can put you on the spot?
Start.
Oh, that's a great one. That's a new one. Tell me more about that.
Because every idea has to start with someone and something. So start. You know,
I love it.
And make sure it turns you on every day, you know. Because if you read all the great entrepreneurs, of course, that turned into now public companies, right? Steve Jobs started from a simple idea, you know, Elon Musk. I mean, you know, it all begins with one central idea, and then keep running with it and make sure it turns you on every day. Sure, there are going to be pitfalls along the way, but keep going and build a group around you of positivity, which is really important also. You know, who can judge, but who are positive to you to keep going, I think is super important. And then find whether it's like-minded entrepreneurs, coaches, read books. You know, start.
That's a good word, Ken. Start. Every life vision begins by starting to pick up the brush in that first stroke, and that can begin now. Why not?
Yeah.
I love it.
Why not?
Well, Ken, this has been Ken Van Leeuwen of Ken Van Leeuwen and Company. It's a fantastic conversation, Ken. Thank you so much for sharing your time and your wisdom and your passion with our audience today. Thank you so much for being here, man.
All right, Mike. Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, and it was great chatting with you.
Fantastic. Likewise, my friend. Well, this has been another episode of the Ignited Entrepreneur Series. Many thanks to our special guest today, Ken Van Leeuwen. This is Mike Domini. I'll see you next time. Stay ignited. Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.